I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. President Trump has ordered to restore federal food assistance. Local voters decide how to deal with state housing mandates. Airports are operating with fewer flights. San Francisco gets a new supervisor. And federal land in Vallejo is piled high with garbage. On Friday, a federal judge ordered the Trump administration to fully fund the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program through the month of November, a decision the Trump administration promptly appealed. It's uncertain how and when the program, also known as CalFresh, will be reinstated, so Bay Area organizations have continued to try to fill the gap. Last week, the Marin Community Foundation and the San Francisco Marin Food Bank raised over $1.3 million to distribute through grocery gift cards. Over 15,000 Marin residents receive CalFresh benefits, half of them children and seniors. Contra Costa County supervisors declared a local emergency that allows them to distribute grocery debit cards to 107,000 recipients. And at San Jose's regional airports, Martha's Kitchen Restaurant is providing more than 800 meals a week to TSA workers who have not been paid since October. By a narrow margin, Fairfax voters rejected the recall of Mayor Lizelle Blash and Councilmember Stephanie Hellman. The contest centered on local divisions over how the city should meet state housing mandates. Fairfax must find space for at least 490 new homes by 2031, or else fall out of compliance with state law, risking hefty fines and the loss of local zoning control. A developer has proposed a 243-unit apartment building downtown that could forever change the character of the small town with only a few stoplights. The city has tried to deny the permit, but the state says it meets standards. Housing mandates were also at the center of a special election in Sausalito, where voters approved two zoning decisions. One rezones 12 commercial sites to become homes. Another changes the zoning for 2 acres of the city's Martin Luther King Jr. Park to make way for 50 units of affordable housing. Before leaving for the airport, be sure to check to see if your flight's still there. On Friday, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy issued a directive to reduce flights by 10% due to a lack of air traffic controllers. They're supposed to work amid the federal government shutdown, which began November 1st, but many have taken second jobs or called in sick because they're not being paid. On Friday, flights within 1,000 nautical miles of San Francisco, some as far as Colorado, were briefly suspended, causing delays. SFO spokesperson Doug Yackel says transcontinental and international flights will not be affected. An interim San Francisco supervisor was appointed last week to fill the seat left by recalled District 4 Supervisor Joel Engardio. San Francisco native Bea Alcaraz was sworn in Thursday by Mayor Daniel Lurie. Alcaraz first met Lurie at a night market in the Sunset District, where she pitched to him why she would make a good choice for supervisor. The 29-year-old teacher and former small business owner has no political background. She said she'd be willing to reconsider the closure of the Great Highway, the issue that triggered Engardio's recall. She may also support new zoning for more family housing. Her interim term runs until the next election, June 2026. For about 2 years, trash has piled up at a former U.S. Army Reserve Center in Vallejo. A community of unhoused residents have moved into the federally owned property. On Friday, the city of Vallejo got a IOU from the Army to contract a crew and eventually clean up the site, which has become an eyesore and public health concern. Meanwhile, an East Bay grassroots organization called the Urban Compassion Project plans to engage with the encampment residents and haul away the trash for them. The nonprofit recruits and trains volunteers to do one-day cleanups without displacing people. It's uncertain whether the city will get there before the group's November 22nd cleanup day or what the city plans to do with the unhoused residents. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.